Home healthcare workers in our region are beginning to receive the COVID-19 vaccine, and experts hope this will alleviate some of the pressure that folks in the field have been under since the beginning of the pandemic. Madison Karras reports.
For Ray Wall, a licensed professional nurse from Philadelphia, the decision to get the coronavirus vaccine was mostly a professional one.
If it was about just me and my personal life, I probably would have held off. But because it's important to my professional life, how I provide for my family and take care of my client, is the reason why I did it.
The client Wall was thinking about is Steven Sebastianelli, who has spinal muscular atrophy. Sebastianelli needs assistance with most activities throughout the day, and Wall is the main nurse taking care of him, helping with everything from medical needs to transitioning out of bed to eating and getting dressed.
And pull the arm down just a little bit more.
Wall and Sebastianelli have been a team for over a decade, but the pandemic complicated their daily routines. In April 2020, Ray Wall got sick with COVID. That meant they had to rely on backup nurses, which was difficult.
Where there is a shortage of nurses pre-pandemic, there's definitely a bigger shortage during the pandemic because of the fear of where nurses are coming from, how many people you want coming in and out of the house.
And with new nurses coming into the rotation, Sebastianelli was worried whether they had been exposed to the virus.
There's no way to be sure. There's so much uncertainty of what's going to be brought in that it becomes a level of exhaust.
You never know who was in there before you. Did this person get tested? And this.
Jasmine Henderson is a 30-year-old home health care aide from West Philadelphia. She stopped working in the field last summer because she was worried about coronavirus.
How many clients were you balancing before the pandemic?
The whole world.
She started working again in November of last year, but she told her agency she only wanted to care for one person.
I still have a whole family at home too, so I'm not going from this house to that house to this house to that house. No.
This tea was so good.
At the time, Henderson was assigned to care for Altanya Shepherd, a social services worker in Philadelphia who has needed an aide since she was in a car accident 5 years ago.
She got here, she had a mask on and asked, like, do I have hand sanitizer and all that kind of stuff. So I knew that she was pretty much being careful.
The pandemic put a lot of extra pressure on this essential workforce that's already stretched thin, says Philip McCallion.
You know, hygiene practices and physical distance.
He heads the School of Social Work at Temple University. Especially for home health aides, the work can be physically demanding, the pay is low, and there is a high turnover rate. Now, add to that potential exposure to coronavirus.
I think there are probably some people who no longer wish to do the work, either because they're afraid or because they know that they're at risk.
Lisa DeMeo owns Synergy Home Care in Center City, a care agency with around 50 home health workers. She says covering shifts has been a scramble at times during the pandemic, and she hopes that vaccines will help resolve some of these issues.
You know, I was not optimistic a week ago, but I've now heard that several people have gotten appointments, including myself, so it's starting to look a lot better for us now.
But Philip McCallion cautions that even if the immediate pressures of the pandemic resolve, there are still massive workforce issues in home health care.
Hopefully we're not going to go back to a situation where we're not paying attention to these issues and just hoping for the best, that we are thinking about, okay, what have we learned from this and what should we be doing so that it is not so disruptive in the future?
He says, for example, figuring out ways to raise home healthcare workers' pay or pay for their transportation costs and creating opportunities for advancement within the industry would help in the long term. For WHYY News, I'm Madison Karras.